Errol Spence Jr. vs. Sebastian Fundora, a high-stakes battle in the making as Terence Crawford steps aside. Article by John Green. The boxing world is buzzing with anticipation following the surprising news that Terence Crawford has chosen to step aside, clearing the way for Errol Spence Jr. to face the towering Sebastian Fundora. This decision shifts the spotlight to Spence, who has remained largely quiet about his plans since his loss to Crawford in July 2023. With Spence's return now on the horizon, fans are left to speculate about how this matchup will unfold and what it means for the junior middleweight division. Crawford's calculated move. Terence Bud Crawford's choice to let Spence and Fundora face off came as a surprise to many, especially considering that a unification bout between Crawford and Fundora for the WBA and WBO titles seemed likely. However, Crawford has his sights set on bigger things, such as a potential megafight against four-division world champion Canelo Alvarez. Crawford's status as the WBO super champion allows him to enforce a mandatory title shot whenever he chooses, but for now, he's opted to let the Spence-Fundora matchup play out. This strategic move keeps Crawford in control of his career while leaving the junior middleweight division's fate in suspense. Fans are eager to see how this decision plays out, especially with Fundora riding the momentum of his WBC title win and Spence looking to bounce back after a brutal loss to Crawford. Errol Spence's comeback, training in silence. Errol Spence Jr. has remained notably quiet since his last fight, with little information about his training camp or return to the ring. After suffering a decisive ninth-round stoppage at the hands of Crawford, Spence took time off to recover and assess his next steps. The prospect of facing Sebastian Fundora, a 6'6 giant known for his aggressive style and durability, poses a new challenge for Spence as he ventures into the junior middleweight ranks. Fans have been left wondering about Spence's preparations, who he's training with, how his recovery is progressing, and whether he's fully ready for a fighter as dangerous as Fundora. There's a palpable sense of curiosity and concern, with many questioning if Spence's team has adjusted their strategy following his loss to Crawford. Spence's resilience and ability to adapt will be key factors in determining whether he can reestablish himself as a dominant force in the division. The Fundora factor. Sebastian Fundora is no easy opponent for anyone, let alone a fighter like Spence, who is stepping up in weight after such a tough loss. Standing at 6'6 with an 80-inch reach, Fundora has made a name for himself as a relentless pressure fighter who isn't afraid to trade punches on the inside despite his height. In his most recent fight, Fundora earned a split decision victory over Tim Tsayu to capture the WBC junior middleweight title. For Spence, the key to victory against Fundora will likely involve finding ways to close the distance without getting trapped in prolonged exchanges, where Fundora's size and volume punching could wear him down. Spence has proven his ability to dig deep and fight on the inside in previous bouts, but Fundora's unique style will present new challenges. What's at stake? This potential clash between Spence and Fundora isn't just about redemption for Spence, it's about defining the future of the junior middleweight division. The winner of this bout could be next in line for a unification fight against Crawford, should Crawford decide to enforce his WBO mandatory status at 154 pounds. Moreover, this fight has major implications for Spence's legacy. A victory over Fundora would mark a triumphant return and position Spence as a major contender at junior middleweight. On the other hand, another loss could raise questions about whether Spence is still the fighter he once was. Fan reactions, excitement mixed with uncertainty. Fans are divided on Spence's return, with some expressing excitement about the matchup, while others are more cautious, worried about his readiness to face such a physically imposing opponent after a grueling loss. Many are curious about Spence's current training situation, with rumors swirling but no official updates on who he's working with or how his preparations are going. Meanwhile, Fundora's fan base is confident that their man will prove too much for Spence, especially given his success in recent fights. However, seasoned boxing observers know that Spence's skills, heart, and experience shouldn't be underestimated, even against a taller, longer fighter like Fundora. Final thoughts. The potential clash between Errol Spence Jr. and Sebastian Fundora is shaping up to be one of the most intriguing fights of 2025. With Crawford stepping aside, the stage is set for Spence to prove he's still a force to be reckoned with in boxing's most competitive divisions. Fans will be eagerly watching to see how Spence navigates this challenge and whether he can reestablish his dominance. This fight is more than just a comeback for Spence, it's a critical step toward reshaping his career and possibly setting up another showdown with Crawford. As both fighters prepare for this highly anticipated bout, the excitement is building, and boxing fans won't want to miss a second of the action. Stay tuned for more updates on Spence's training camp and official fight announcements, as this could be one of the biggest junior middleweight clashes in recent memory.